From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama is condemning what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in the capital of Mali that left at least 21 people dead and vowing relentless pursuit of the killers. Two West African militant groups have claimed joint responsibility. At the ASEAN meeting in Malaysia today, Mr. Obama spoke about the situation in Mali.
We will stand with the people of Mali as they work to rid their country of terrorists and strengthen their democracy. With allies and partners, the United States will be relentless against those who target our citizens. We will continue to root out terrorist networks.
Mr. Obama said the Mali attack is another awful reminder that the scourge of terrorism threatens so many nations. 3 days of mourning have now begun in Mali. Security forces in Cameroon say at least 10 people were killed in a suicide attack carried out today by suspected members of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. The blast in the far northern region of Cameroon is the latest deadly attack by Boko Haram, which has targeted Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria in recent months. Heavily armed security forces are patrolling the streets and subways in Belgium's capital, Brussels, today as the government warned of a risk of attacks similar to the multiple terrorist actions in Paris that killed 130 people 8 days ago. The terror alert in Brussels, Belgium is now at the highest level, with Prime Minister Charles Michel saying the increased concern is in response to quite precise information about the risk of an attack and concerns that several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack, perhaps even in several places. An earlier statement warned citizens to avoid crowded public areas such as concerts, shopping malls, and transport hubs if possible. Russia, meantime, says it has carried out a massive bombing attack against Islamic State targets in Syria, destroying 15 oil facilities and hundreds of fuel trucks. This is VOA News. Turkey says its forces are on the verge of a major joint military operation with the U.S. against the Islamic State. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkey and the United States have confirmed that their forces are poised to launch a major military operation to close a 98-kilometer strip of the Turkey-Syria border used by Islamic State. The operation will help silence criticism of Ankara's stance towards the group, says Sinan Ülgen, a visiting scholar at Carnegie Europe in Brussels.
There has been indeed quite a bit of criticism of Turkey's behavior, of Turkey acting more cautious than what its Western partners wanted.
Meanwhile, Washington and Ankara continue to disagree over how to retake the Islamic State-controlled areas in Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been pressing for the creation of a safe area protected by a no-fly zone. This week, however, U.S. President Barack Obama said that would be counterproductive. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Authorities in Afghanistan say unknown gunmen kidnapped at least 20 bus passengers today in a southern region where suspected loyalists of the self-proclaimed Islamic State earlier this month beheaded 7 civilian hostages, including 3 females. Provincial authorities tell VOA Afghan security forces have launched a search and rescue operation in the area. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the kidnappings. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, acting as host, called on his fellow Southeast Asian leaders at the 27th ASEAN Summit to unite in moderation over extremism to combat jihadists.
Moderation or wasatia is at the heart of Islam. It is a Quranic injunction that no Muslim can disobey.
The host leader said he was altering the remarks he intended to deliver in order to address the recent terror attacks by Muslim extremists in France, Mali, and elsewhere. Najib contended ASEAN, since its inception in 1967, has helped to keep the peace between peoples of all faiths in the region. Chinese state media say 21 workers were killed when a fire broke out at a coal mine late Friday in a northeastern city. Rescue workers continue to search for one person who is still missing at the state-owned mine in Jishi City. 38 workers were in the mine shaft when the fire broke out, according to Xinhua, the official state news agency, which said 16 managed to escape. The report did not say how the fire started, but it was brought under control, according to the report. And 3 new cases of Ebola have been confirmed in Liberia, which is a setback for the country, which had been declared free of the disease twice already this year. Liberia was declared Ebola-free on May 9th and then again on September 3rd. It's one of 3 Western countries hit hard by this latest outbreak that included more than 4,800 deaths. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.